You know, a guy who really means travel to me and Travel Michigan is Dave Lorenz, the vice president of Travel Michigan. You hear him regale you with stories every Sunday at 4 o'clock on his radio show here on WJR. And he's here to remind us something. It's really very important. And, David, it is a pleasure always. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and very good to talk to you, Paul W. And what I mean to do today is get you to plan your vacation, I hope, in pure Michigan, this coming season, or even this season, because, you know, like they say, if you don't plan it, you don't do it. It's one of those measurement things. If you don't measure it, you know, you don't accomplish it. But if you don't plan it, you don't do it. And we have real research that proves this. Last year, even though two-thirds of Americans are telling us that they are dealing with unprecedented stress, even though that is the truth, one-quarter of Americans last year didn't use all of their vacation time. How crazy is that?
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. I use every bit of my vacation time. Only thing I'm going to do this year is spread it out. This last year, it all ended up being in December. And I didn't like that at all, but it was either use it or lose it. But it's hard to
That does happen.
It's hard.
Dave, it's hard to explain.
I just want to say, it's hard to explain to people how therapeutic and important a vacation is with all of the pandemic stress and fatigue. And you can't explain it, and people won't get it until they do it and realize how important it is to plan a vacation, think about it, look forward to it, and then do the vacation. But that's what you're here to do on National, is today National Plan for Vacation Day?
It is National Plan for Vacation Day. And, you know, Paul, I'm glad you brought the anticipation up, because that anticipation of your travel experience, once you plan it, and you have to plan it first, you can't be just thinking, well, vacation's coming up. Because once you plan it, you have an idea what you're going to do. You start to think about it. So you planned it, you dream it, and then you go and do it. But it's that whole process that does something to our brains. We're hardwired to look forward to things, and then it really changes our attitude toward everything. And then you're right about – you're always right, Paul. So don't wait until the very last. Don't wait until the very last day.
Let me get Kim in this conversation. No, go ahead.
Well, it's true. Well, if you wait until the very last days, then that vacation can even be stressful itself.
Right.
So, you know, because then you're trying to do everything at once. So plan it now. We do all we can to make it easy for you. We always say your trip begins at Michigan.org. That is a huge portal of information. People always say, "Well, what should we do?" It really depends on what you're into. Like I can tell you, I love, you know, Bertie and I love to hike in trails. Maybe that's not your thing. Maybe it's museums, or maybe you like to travel for art or for food or for architecture or a variety of things. So go to Michigan.org, even do a word search for maybe that thing that you love to do, or look at the events section if you're looking for a certain event, and then kind of look forward to that event and then plan everything around it. Then you make sure you have your hotels, all that stuff. But here's another tip. Don't plan too much. Don't overplan. You know a little bit about it. So you've done your little bit of research. But then when you get there, kind of enjoy those surprises along the way, too.
Excellent. As always, Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan. Excellent information. This is something you know what the heck you're talking about. You've told us in the past that research shows that paid time off is the second most important employee benefit an employer can offer. Mm-hmm. That's right after your health insurance benefits. But too often employees don't take the time to plan their trip. So they miss out. They say, well, I'm going to take a vacation one of these days. And then all of a sudden it's the end of the year. If you plan it and don't overthink it, but plan it so you have the basics set up. As you just discussed again, everybody in the family gets to look forward to it. So on a bad day when it's 8 degrees out and it's dreary and you go, oh, man, you can go, oh, but boy, we've got that great trip in April. I can't wait. It gives you
Absolutely
something to
true.
Think about. and to celebrate. And I think that's very therapeutic.
And once again, you've even stepped into another truth there, Paul, and that is for your family, get your family involved in the planning process too. I remember when our son was a little guy, we would say to him, okay, where do you want to go? And then maybe he wouldn't know exactly, but maybe he would say, I want to go to places with great skate parks, which he did all the time. And then we looked him up, and then we went to those places. And, you know, those are the things that get them involved in the whole process. It's a really good part of parenting. And then when you're out there, make sure that you know there are educational opportunities everywhere you go. Just kind of use that vacation as an excuse to teach your kids along the way.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. And there you are, again, giving out some advice that will actually help the next generation, because if the kids see the parents planning a vacation, then they'll understand that's really what you should do. You should plan a vacation. And it's a good idea to include the whole family in the planning. They're going to do that themselves in their family one day. So that's brilliant.
Absolutely true. You know, so vacations are so great for the family. They're great for relationships. And, you know, we have this great resignation happening in with all these employees leaving. So employers, as Paul said earlier, this is the second, you know, perceived best benefit an employee can get is to get some time off. So, you know, show some appreciation, really go out there and really make sure they know how much you care for them and how much you want to coach them along the way, but then also give them that time off so they can kind of relax and kind of get away from you every so often as well.
I was misguided in my life for years until Kim came around and said, no, you really should take your vacation time. I felt I was too busy. I couldn't be off the air. I can't do that. And then I did it and realized how much better I become doing what I do if I do get a break from it from time to time. And that's true for virtually everybody.
Absolutely,
you know,
true.
I got to say, because we're out of time, David, if only I knew where we could begin our trip. Could you tell me where?
Hear your trip begins at Michigan.org.
I thought so. I appreciate that. We'll be listening Sundays at 4. Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan. God bless you, Dave. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Great day.